The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
We have started.
Welcome to another episode.
The Damon Hahn Show.
Of
the
Damon Hahn Show.
Who are you?
Your hosts.
Which is?
Hahn Hong.
Ooh, last names.
Edit that part out.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Hahn.
And here we are at the Dave and Hahn Show.
Episode
46.
46?
Yep.
Okay.
I've
got my pencil and an eraser and some paper.
So we're recording this one in Audacity. We have the Audacity to record this in Audacity because our software we used since we got the new equipment is on the fritz. Something's up with
Technical
Cubase.
Technical failure.
And this might not work out, and we'll have to re-record it tomorrow when we get this technical issue fixed.
That's right.
Like, sound-wise in the headset, I do not sound like we normally do with the other thing. So this could just be an episode for us.
If you're not completely satisfied, please return the product.
No matter what, this is reaching 40% of our audience.
Upload the podcast to...
Oh, God. Okay, so 46, eh? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
I thought so.
Okay, me too, actually. The answer is we would have thought. We did think.
We thought it.
Should we get to our... No. So, Bibble Babble, eh? Do you have anything to bib with?
I don't know. It's late.
Okay, yeah.
It's mostly my fault, but it...
It's almost always your fault.
I don't know. Are there bibs and babs?
I do. I have a bibble babble.
Okay.
Wow. When I exhale, it really sounds echoey.
Why do you?
No, you do. You just did it there. I think Cubase might be fixing some of this stuff, right? But it sounds very raw to me. This will be the raw episode.
Coming at you live.
Okay, so I'm just going to mention what we saw earlier in a possible segment called Who Dat Tube?
Who Dat Tube?
Yeah, it's like YouTube. It's like what to watch on YouTube, and I'm calling it Who Dat Tube?
Who Dat Tube?
Do you like it?
Kind of, because it's almost like Who Dat Dude?
Gay. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. So
yes.
I like this. It seems like Sesame Street style.
It's a hidden gem on the internet.
It's like a kid's entertainment show with puppet. Like people
it has
dressed
the form of a children's show.
Yeah, like there's
with puppets,
Pitcher, Big Bird, and Oscar the Grouch.
Theory educational.
Yeah, it's like content. An educational human puppet show, but it always takes a dark, disturbing turn. You'd say yes.
It's disturbing, but it's funny. It's good taste, I would say. Well, I don't know if you're aware, but there are apparently a lot of videos on YouTube.
I didn't know that.
Aimed at children, but then they have really graphic, like disturbing content inside of them, and it's just a way to prank and troll children.
I did not know this myself.
To get them to watch it and then upset them like really badly. So this is like a thing.
A whole thing I did not know of.
Yeah, apparently they exist. I'd probably post these videos, but
you're popping like a good rapper. I wonder why.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
You'll be okay.
That's a term I just came up with.
If we had
now.
To redo this tomorrow, you'd be okay with it, right?
Yeah, okay.
It would be reluctant, but okay, so it's called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. We learned, or I was reminded when we Wikipedia'd it, that it is two people from the UK who created this series. Right. There are six...
It's a comedy duel.
Six 5 to 10 minute episodes, and I recommend it. It's a unique experience to watch and enjoy. Yes?
Yes. Well,
and they have catchy songs.
I don't know that it's necessarily unique, but it is really good, and it is particularly...
It's very creative, and there's catchy tunes.
Yeah, it has... That's all the good markers. It's really well done.
But like, it's not like haha funny. There's no. It's all the laughs and humor is black. What's it called? Black comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, black comedy.
Yeah.
Dark humor. Some people yes. say. But there was also another show from the UK that's also similar. It was like a similar format where it was like educational children's show, but it was just nonsense. It was entirely nonsense, but it was all done very dry, you know, very dry British commentary. Thanks. What was it called, though?
Thanks I don't for remember. Spoiling WhoDatTube. Our first WhoDatTube, and you've ruined it.
WhoDatTube.
Yep. Well,
So there it is.
What are we going to start with? Here's the thing. I guess we have our three... Well, obviously we have our famous Fakey Five, which has won a number of Pulitzer Prizes. And I think is up for a Nobel Prize 2019.
Not all the things we see on the show are going to be funny and or true.
I'll say that. So we have that.
Yep.
But then we have our three cores, as it's turned out. We have our bookie look, our gamey look, and our movie look, right?
Okay, yes. I guess.
Now, I think that's a good core to have in a general interest podcast like we are, right?
I'm picturing a Jelly Roll donut.
Oh, good. I was thinking a bit over the time since our last episode about what to do with this podcast. And I came to the conclusion at one point that we should have a like weekly podcast of interest on like Mondays, for example. So, oh God, it's Monday. But everyone goes to work and then they find our Monday weekly podcast that has it's like a variety show of interesting popular culture discussion, facts, quizzes, you know what I mean? Like
kind things
of
that are true.
Mostly what we have now, right? Like a lot of our core is what I'm describing, right?
I guess.
Basically books, movies, and games, facts, puzzle, like trivia.
Things that are true.
Like our Fakey Five, right? And our humor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I think this podcast should be, you know, I think when the first few times I mentioned rebranding this or redoing it or something, I thought like we should have a specific topic and be like experts and something. But now I'm thinking it should be a weekly, get people through their Mondays, fun, informative thing.
So we have to be ready on Monday.
Well, we'd have to do it weekly if we wanted to do that.
Okay.
And
your anyways, Monday deep.
So my point is, we have books, movies, and TV. No, books, movies, and games. That would be the core of this thing. And let's
have to start reading.
Start with bookie look.
Okay. You have a bookie look.
I read a lot. I have.
You read for both of us, and then some.
Yeah, I have four books to mention to discuss in some way. Are you reading anything? You're the less reading reader.
I stopped reading books since the advent of the internet, pretty much. So
that's not true.
It's not true.
What is the last book you read, or do you not remember right now under pressure?
And probably last few books I read were like without joking. Actually, no, I read a bunch of Philip K. Dick books, but those are like
can
novellas.
You say that on this?
Short.
His books are
like science fiction. I usually read or fantasy, I forget the name of the series, but the Captain Master and Commander series. It's 20 books of historical fiction. It's a really good series.
Okay, so I'm currently reading.
Actually, that's not true either. Anyway, go on.
All breathing is being super amplified to me.
So,
I'm currently reading The Punishment She Deserves.
Ew.
I knew you'd say ew to that. It is by Elizabeth George. Have you heard that name before?
Okay,
how much is it? Is that what you just said?
Which is it?
It's the book by Elizabeth George, I just said.
That woman with two first names. Okay.
Actually, there is another Elizabeth George author, but this is the more famous mystery author. So this is the latest in a series of, I believe, 20 books with Inspector... Oh, God, I should remember who the characters were. Or Barbara Havers, or Havers, is the... used to be the assistant or the second, the female part of this pair of detectives. Inspector Lindsay something. Okay. Lindsay, does it, Thomas Lindsay.
Does names really matter? It's a detective.
It is a mystery book. There is a murder or something of the like, and then somehow it's solved by the detectives, the pair. They used to work together in the first 10 books, and now they have kind of different roles, but they're both in the, this is like Scotland Yard, the new Scotland Yard, as I call it.
So it's like a modern?
Yes, it's like, modern. It's set in current times. The author, I believe, lives in the United States, but it's all all London and surrounding area based. After burp. So I haven't read the last few books of this series.
But you're an avid follower of the series, it seems like.
Well, I'm always aware of what's been out, but I just haven't. There was a weird thing in the middle of the series where the wife of, spoiler alert, the wife of the main detective gets murdered for kind of by accident, pretty much, by no particular reason. And then the book that followed that was called, like, or described what led up to that accidental murder. And it kind of derailed the series for me and a lot of people. From the forums I read. And then there were about four or five books since that. Derailed
because it was a very different writing style, a very different story, or just because...
exactly. It wasn't, like, none of the characters were in it because it was a whole... It just led up to why this woman was accidentally murdered or something, or unintentionally murdered, or...
So it's like a book or two of different...
Well, it was one book
world. Okay.
That kind of jumped out of the whole series and characters. I think there were four since then, and then I saw this new one. It has very good reviews, and one of the reviews said, you know, if you haven't read any books in the series, this is a great time to jump in. So I thought, oh, I will re-jump into the series with this book. I'm only at 10%. It's at 700 plus pages, but so far it's good. And the first five books of the series were great. It started with a great deliverance, and then whatever. Like, it's a great series for...
The first book was called The Great Deliverance?
A Great Deliverance, yes.
Okay.
And they're all 500-plus pages, like 500 to 900 pages. They're really long, kind of big, meaty books. Very good character development. It's all about characters.
So, I mean, is it comparable, or is it tried to be comparable to Sherlock Holmes? Does it follow the trope, or like, is she like, is the main detective super logical or something like that?
I don't know.
Do they use like super logical things, or like what makes the book like so good? Are they really interesting?
Very mysteries? Interesting characters. Very, it's character. It's all about characters and develop. Like, the mystery almost is a side thing to the to the great character stories and character development.
Okay. So you like the people in it?
Yes. And it's, especially with Barbara, it's kind of funny. Like, she's a homely woman who doesn't like to, fit in. Like, she doesn't like to do the typical woman thing. She has her own, I'm ruining everything now. it seems good. Pretty much, you can't go wrong.
So would you suggest to someone now to read the first book or to jump in on this book, which is called what again?
The Punishment She Deserves. I would definitely suggest start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
A Great Deliverance.
Excellent. By Elizabeth George.
Yes. And, okay. So that went on for 129 minutes. No. And then I have the book I read before, and then the book I read before that, and then a book I want to read. But let's move on.
Wait, so you just want to do the one book, that's it?
Well, okay. I think I mentioned to you once off the show, like at a lunch, about The Darkest Secret. I read a really good mystery where... I think I described it, but... I will just say now, I think I went into detail at lunch once, but without spoiling anything, I read a great, I think it's one of my favorite mystery books ever, really. And it's called The Darkest Secret. It's by Alex Marwood, but that is a pseudonym of Serena Maxey, M-A-C-K-S-E-Y. If you like mysteries, I don't want to like it's. I don't want to spoil it. It is a. It's a. It's a book about this 50th birthday party about a rich person, and he invites all his friends and his current wife. He's been married already two or three times, and all their kids. There's a lot of people there, and then his. He has two twin daughters. Remember now what my discussion of this?
No.
He has two twin daughters, 3 years old, from his current wife. So they're all there, and then at some point during the weekend, one of the daughters goes missing. She's gone.
And they don't know which because they're twins.
No, they know which. It was Coco. And then they never solve what happened. And then 12 years later, the guy dies, and then there's a funeral, and then people return together. And then one of the daughters is kind of the...
Mayhem ensues.
Anyways... It's a mystery what happened to that girl, whatever. And it's my it's like one of my favorite, like top five for sure in my life of mystery books. It's called The Darkest Secret. I definitely recommend it. And that's what I want to say about that.
Because it's like a huge reveal, I'm assuming.
There are revelations. It is very...
A book of revelations, if you would.
It's a little different than your typical murder mystery because there's more to it.
Okay.
Not
okay,
more.
Okay.
No.
Sounds good.
It's okay. Not more to it. It's unique for a special way.
So you don't need any kind of like special like.
It's a standalone book.
Tastes. You can just anyone can enjoy this.
Yeah,
book.
Anyone can enjoy the book.
Okay, and what's it called again?
The Darkest Secret.
The Darkest Secret by. Yes.
Alex Marwood. That's what it's labeled under.
Okay, well, there's two books to check out.
Well, definitely The Darkest Secret. I'm only 10% into the... Well, check out Elizabeth George and her whole series. George.
Yep.
Okay, how's that, eh?
Ooh, okay, those are quite some sweet looks.
Sweet-ass looks. Do you have any games or movies or nerds?
I can talk about some games, I guess.
So talk about some games for a moment.
Gamey
look.
This is really... I thought the segment was supposed to be called Nerd Alert. No, nerd alert. Nerd alert's not your video games?
I have a separate nerd alert, which is just my headphones.
Oh.
Not these ones, the other ones. But I think we should separate nerd alert. Nerd alert could be anything, not just games.
You want to cut it up.
Cut it up. Slice it up.
Well, I'm going to talk about some video games I've been trying and playing the past few weeks.
Let me just interrupt. Normally, we at this point have said this is our worst episode ever. And I think every time we do that,
we just assume it from now on.
Every time we do that, it's a good episode. Now that we haven't mentioned, I feel like this
is the worst one.
This is not a good one. Okay. And it seems wrong not to mention it because it's getting worse by not mentioning it. Anyways, okay. Go ahead.
Thanks.
So, what are you playing?
Under that,
what are you playing? We should have more singing in this.
Okay, well, I'll read them in backwards order so that I can finish with the biggest one. What?
What? How many did you have? 30?
Well, okay, first one I finished a while back. I started it a couple years ago. It's a few years old now. It's called Oxenfree. It's a game.
Hold on. You just finished it and you started it 2 years ago.
I finished it a few years ago.
I think it was last year. I think it came out and you finished it last year.
Is that true?
I played it last year, and probably I think in the second half of last year.
Okay, well, whatever. I thought it was older than that.
I'm going to Google it while you talk.
Who cares? It's called Oxenfree, like Ollie Ollie Oxenfree. And I really enjoyed it, but I took a big pause while playing it because I kind of got, I got tired of it. Mainly because I thought the puzzles were...
2016. Good work, Han. You were correct. I was wrong. Go on.
I thought the puzzles were not that interesting. But as a game, I think it's better to look at it as a story you experience rather than a game you play.
I played it too. I didn't think there were puzzles in it. It was a story.
Yeah, there are little things you can do.
Right, but I call it an interactive story game.
Interactive story game. Yeah, that's a better way to describe it. But I also was kind of annoyed by the amount of walking in the game. You're very slow. The maps are not that big, but there's a lot of walking. And if you make a mistake, you got to walk all the way back. There's no like fast travel.
You should briefly describe that it is a
side-scrolling
2D, like a 2D retrographic
side-scrolling game.
But it
looks really great. It sounds really great. There's a lot really great voice acting.
But its big thing to me was it would do weird things. Like it went outside the box a lot.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of like, what's going on? And
but not just that, just visually. Yeah. Like if you think a 2D scroller is, you know, you go up the ladder, then you shoot this guy, then you go to this box. Like you walk around like that kind of. But there's just bizarre. There's a lot of bizarre visuals and mechanics that are separate, like are different than what you would expect. So unexpected stuff.
Yeah. It's a very creative game, actually, thinking about it.
Yes, creative is a good word.
Very briefly, you play the role of Alex, a teenager who's...
Spoiler alert.
In her senior year, sophomore year. What? Senior year, high school?
Does it matter which of the years?
Who cares? No, because it's like all the... She's going to this island with a bunch of her friends, and they plan to spend...
Hanukkah.
An evening exploring this island that's like a tourist trap for the local town. And they encounter a mystery while they're there and have to deal with the mystery, I guess, which I don't want to get too into. But it's kind of a fun... it's not really a... I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a horror game. It's more of a... Yeah, like a story. Getting all these clues and you're like trying to figure out what to do. And
there are a lot of...
And it deals with all the character
supernatural background. Elements.
There's supernatural elements. Yeah. There's like stuff going on.
And it's funny. It's like there's a kind of...
There's a fair amount of humor.
Yeah. It's like in whatever the word is.
But I also like the fact that it's like it's real time. Not so that when people say something, you have a limited amount of time to respond in your own way or don't respond at all. And... I thought that was a really interesting
mechanic. Can't really ruin the game with that.
No, but you do change the route of which the story goes. And at the end, you actually get a little summary of what you did and how you affected the story.
Like a printout, and then it's mailed to you.
So that's Oxenfree. I would suggest trying it out if you like those type of, not a lot of pressure... interactive games.
Most people haven't heard of it. It's not a AAA title.
Yeah, it's like an independent game.
And it was like $20 around or so.
I would also say it really gives a good feel of like an 80s or 90s teenage, you know, summer movie kind of thing.
It kind of looks like the old 80s, what were they called?
Interactive.
Like Maniac Mansion. Yeah. Stuff like that.
What are they called? I don't know. Interactive.
Well, they were like Click Adventures or whatever. Or?
Click and Point Adventures. Click and Move. Yeah. So that was Oxenfree. Okay, so I'll also talk about Transistor. What is it called? Transistor. Now, this is another kind of independent game.
I haven't heard of it.
It looks great. You play a character in like a futuristic city, and you... I haven't finished it, so it's kind of hard to describe, but you essentially
What kind of game is it?
It's an isometric... I guess you could call it combat game, where you like... You have certain weapons and skills, and you travel around a city trying to unravel a mystery. Again, another mystery in a city.
Would I like it?
Probably not.
Okay, thank you.
It is actually, I would consider it more of like a story. You're unveiling the story, but there's a lot of fighting.
What you just described sounds like, and if I don't remember, this whole interruption is ruined. what is it called?
Well,
go on, anyways.
So you...
something Hong Kong. Shadowrun Hong Kong, is that?
Shadowrun, yeah.
Is it like that?
It's not. I have played those games.
Because what you described sounded like Shadowrun.
Those ones are much more like you build a character, you put points into different skills.
RPG part,
it's much more traditional
so it's not
RPG.
Okay.
It's not. But that's it has two, elements, but that's not the same.
Isometric view, lots of combat kind of thing.
That one, also you control many characters. This one, you only control one.
Okay.
And you're kind of... it's like a mystery. You're traveling around a city. There are save points and whatever. But the combat is kind of interesting in that you program in your moves. And if you don't like the way you programmed it, you can undo your programming and start over again. So that you can always try to maximize how well you do in a combat.
I think the gain... No, you've been popping like no tomorrow.
Okay, well...
I think...
Once you pop...
Maybe for Audacity, we have to lower the gain, is what I'm saying. But whatever. Nobody listens to this for the content.
So I am enjoying the game, but my real problem with it... I mean, the graphics, like I said, are really not fun. And what? The combat, I think you said the
graphics
was
great.
Okay, the graphics are great. Yeah, they're really nice. And you just said
they're not fun. What?
No, they are fun.
I thought you said not fun.
No, I meant fun. Pro fun. They are fun.
Okay, I'm going to remember to look at 2533 and see what you said.
Whatever. I'm saying it's fun now.
Okay, great.
I may have said it wasn't in the past.
Okay, so what's it called? Resistor? Transistor.
But the problem is I have with the game is that so you're trying to solve a mystery of how this... Well, you're trying to solve a big mystery, and one of the parts of the mystery is someone was killed. And that person who was killed is like a ghost or a spirit living inside of you or inside of a part of your head or something. And so they're talking to you throughout the game, and it's really annoying having this guy whisper in your ear, "Oh, you did really well there. Oh, remember that time when we went here?" He's like, I guess he's like your love interest or something, but it's just, it's really annoying having this guy whisper inside your head.
Sounds gay.
Well, you play a woman who her name is Red.
Okay.
So that's Transistor. Good game, but sometimes whatever.
Available local stores near you.
I got on Steam. Lastly, let's talk about Fortnite.
Fortnite.
That's the one I've been spending a lot of time on, and I actually spent some money on, but not on the game itself, but to buy a headset so I can participate in.
I know. I was there.
Squad.
Were you late today because you were playing Fortnite this afternoon?
No, I was late today because A, my cats made a mess, and then B, there's something going on with the streetcars, and then so C, I took a bike and then couldn't find a bike place to park close by.
But that was after when we talked about how you lost track of time. Go on, what were you saying? Fortnite. I haven't tried it.
The new battle royale game.
Is it free?
It is technically free. You can play the Battle Royale part free.
Yes, let me ask you, because I went to the website this afternoon, and I saw there were three options. There was PvP murder, whatever it was called.
Battle Royale.
It's free.
That is free.
Then there was something about a campaign, and then another campaign.
And the campaigns you have to pay for, and they're not officially out.
Oh, they're not out?
You can play them in the alpha or beta versions or whatever, pre-release.
So this is single player kind of thing?
Single player. No, it's I don't know. I haven't tried it, so I don't know what the single player content. It's supposed to be four people against.
Okay, but it's not out yet. And everything we call Fortnite is free currently.
What?
What we call everyone's playing Fortnite is free?
Fortnite has two parts, really. The PvE content, which is not officially out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So right now, Fortnite is a free game you play online.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But it's two parts.
Why is it two parts?
Because you can play the PvE part if you pay for it.
But you just said it's not available yet.
It's not released officially. It's not released. You can play their pre-release version.
Do you pay for it?
Yeah, you have to pay for that part.
Oh, God. Okay, so there's a... But... Isn't the whole
interest is about the PvP? Battle Royale part, okay, the PvP.
Okay. And that's okay.
Where you play against other people.
I'm gonna get that tomorrow and
Do it. Super
fun.
Try
to get in on the game.
So the only thing is like you have to enjoy that kind of cartoony style, which I suppose might turn off some people.
Based on your suggestion or your recommendation or your pushing, I'm gonna give it a whirl.
So it's very different from PUBG, which is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is, I guess, the original or, I guess, the most popular Battle Royale game out there right now, which is a pay game with realistic graphics and sound and everything. And it's like based on Battle Royale, the Japanese film, where people are dropped onto an island and there's a whole bunch of weapons and other equipment there, and they're just forced to kill each other until there's only one left.
If we do this more of a weekly Monday, get through the day, help everyone, general interest podcast, we're going to have to cut down on the nerdy video game details. But for now, go nuts.
No, why?
Because, like, do you think Brenda from accounting is going to care about the weapon selection from Fortnite?
Well, I'm not talking about the weapon selection.
Because the answer is yes. She plays it.
I will say, so I'm having fun. The big difference with Fortnite from PUBG is just literally you're running around from buildings and fields and trying to kill each other and trying to hide.
PUBG is a realistic battle royale.
With buildings. If
for some reason there's a... Every building is abandoned and is loaded with weapons and yeah, armor. Okay.
So, what is that noise?
It's in Fortnite, one of us chairs.
It's the same situation. You're dropped onto the island, but you're also equipped with a pickaxe. And with that pickaxe, you can cut down things and build up material. And with that material, you can actually build building, or rather parts of building. So you can build walls, you can build staircases, you can build roofs. So you can build buildings, and you can build them extremely fast. You don't have to be there. You just point and click literally and say, build this here, build this here, build this here. And so people build huge structures within seconds, providing they have gathered enough material. And so the game is kind of twofold in that you are fighting each other, but you're also like building buildings to help yourself get like the higher ground or to build a little fortress around you while you heal up.
Oh, that's great.
So that's another.
So that is Fortnite, available at stores near you.
So that's another like aspect of the game that you have to. I personally don't know if I like it yet. It's hard to get into the.
You played many hours. You bought a $200 headset for it. You like it. Admit it.
I want to get good at it, but
you like it.
It may be one of those things where I'm like, I hate this game, and I'll stop.
You currently enjoy the game,
or I may play it for a few years. I played Counter-Strike for many years. I played.
Okay, Han, we
Team
have to,
Fortress for many
we
years.
Have to move on, okay?
Well.
Okay, let's get to our sponsor.
Our sponsor tonight is, who's our sponsor?
Sadclowns.net.
Sadclowns.net.
Han, do you have any nieces or nephews?
No.
Let me tell you something. Kids love sad clowns. So why not bring the country's best sad clowns to their next birthday party?
Whose birthday party?
At sadclowns.net, you can choose from hundreds of sad and depressed clowns from many clown-packed categories, such as deranged and chubby. All the clowns on sadclowns.net are fully bondable and guaranteed not to be on any official local sex offender registries.
That's good.
And Han, you can use the coupon code DaveAndHan for 20% off your next sad clown from sadclowns.net. Order one today. Okay. Let's go from that to Count Facula.
What's Count Facula?
It's where we say an interesting trivia fact thing.
I didn't prepare that.
No, but I have one.
Okay.
It's very short. It's very simple.
What is it?
You may know it. You may not.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Is it platypus's sweat milk?
This is it. Like, this is a. You haven't been drinking and you're.
No, it's true. Platypus's sweat milk. They don't have nipples.
They sweat milk.
Yeah. They sweat the milk. The mother sweat the milk. So the
like
young
everywhere?
Just, it's just in the chestal area.
So they have general nipples.
I guess. It comes out of the pores.
No, this is way more interesting. Ready? You know the company Google? Have you heard of it?
Let me Google that.
Do you know what they were originally called in their first year as a company?
Oh, man.
You've heard it before.
I think I heard it.
Backrub.
Backrub?
Google was originally called Backrub, and if they didn't change the name, it would have been Backrub.com, or maybe it was Backrub.com. That was the original name, Backrub, and they changed it to Google.
Who was it, Backrub?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Count Facula. Yes. and I checked various sources.
Why would they call themselves Background?
That was the company that the two founding members of Google, the name they originally registered
Sergey
and started.
And,
yes.
What's his
and
face?
Vladimir.
Vladimir.
No, it's not Vladimir. I'm just joking.
Oh.
Okay, let's speak of
what
joking.
What does that have to do with search? I'm fascinated by this.
How does Google have to do with search? What is 10 to the 100? What is it? 10 to 100?
That's a 1 followed by 100 zeros.
10 to the 100. Speaking of joking, it's time for a time to joke. A time to joke at 34 minutes.
Okay, joke away.
Now, if you recall, the new format of a time to joke is I give you 3 jokes and you tell me your favorite.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
3 is a theme from some of our segments, actually. The first joke is, ready? I got a prostate exam and the doctor told me it's normal to get an erection. So I just tried to ignore his bulge. That was number one. Number two, what do you call a snobbish criminal walking down the stairs?
I don't know.
A condescending.
I feel like I've heard that one before. And I'm concerned that you may have told it on this show, but go on.
I don't think I told that one before. I'm 99.8% sure. Number 3, a man on vacation with his family arrives at a hotel. As he's checking in, he says to the clerk, "I'm on vacation with my family. Please make sure the porn channel is disabled." The clerk replies in disgust, "It's just regular porn, you sick fuck."
Okay. I was supposed to choose a favorite from these three?
Yeah. Mega popping as you just did.
Okay, what was the first one?
Prostate exam, bulge, erection.
I'll say that one.
Okay. You win.
I was right. So you're saying I'm popping?
Really? I would...
You like the condescending?
For the punness of it, but I like the last one the most. They're all equally fun for me. There's no like mega groaners.
Okay.
There's no inappropriate. Like for example, the porno joke is a basically a G-rated joke, right? Like It's not offensive, even though they're swearing at the end. I'm just saying it's basically a double word, a double meaning word pun thing. That's all.
Yes, wordplay is invokes the hee-haws.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get to 55. We're at almost 40 minutes. There's a lineup of people outside waiting to hear it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so who's going first? Should we have
We have to say. Fakey five. Wherein we read five facts, five tidbits of information about a subject, about a topic,
about an item,
about this,
about anything.
And one of them we've made up. We've made out a whole cloth. It's not true.
It's Faker's choice.
We just threw it in. 4 true, 1 false. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Does that mean you're reading first? Okay,
yes.
Go.
God. Okay, so you've been to Australia, right?
I have not.
Okay.
Been to Australia.
I have 5 funny Australian locations names.
Okay.
They're either regions, towns, or places of interest that are all on Google Maps.
Okay.
There was a big list, actually, and one of the funnier ones I saw, it just showed a dot on the map, but it wasn't labeled in Google Maps, but I've made sure that all the ones, except for my fake, are actual things labeled on Google Maps.
And you made sure the fake one you made does not exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 1.
I am satisfied.
Shitty bong.
What was the last part of that word?
Bong.
B-O-N-G.
I'll spell it. S-H-I-T-T-I-B-O-N-G. Shitty bong.
Okay.
Number 2. Yorkie's knob.
That's amusing.
Number 3. Useless loop.
Interesting.
Number 4. Narnargoon. Three words.
Spell Narnargoon.
Narnargoon.
Like a lagoon, but a Narnargoon. Okay.
And number five, titty bong.
What? There's a titty
See
bong?
See what I did? We started with shitty bong. And then and we're ending with titty bong. And this time it's T-I-T-T-Y. Okay.
T-I-T-T-Y?
Shitty is S-H-I-T-T-I.
So this is like a dare.
So you're
Would
right.
Would you pick this and make a, one exactly. that was exactly the one?
This is the new thing.
That's a real thing.
Did I give two reels or did I take one? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I added a new element to Fakey 5.
Okay.
I'll read through them again. Shitty bong, Yorkie's knob, useless loop, Narnargoon, three words, and titty bong.
It's either Narnargoon or, what is it, Charlie's Angel?
No, none of them sound like that.
Something knob?
Yorkie's knob.
With an Yorkie's knob. In there. Endless loop? What was the middle one?
Useless loop.
I'll say it's Narnargoon.
So you're not falling for the double...
No. Narnargoon.
Wrong. It was Shitty Bong. I did do a double fake out.
Oh, damn.
Winner! T-bong.
Titty bong. Why?
You'll have to ask Australia.
Actually, titty bong was the real one.
Yes. Titty bong is a place.
So you did do the double dare. You doubled down, and I double lost.
Yep. That counts 2 points for me.
Oh, God. Okay, no one's keeping score, right?
Do you have one?
Here's my Fakey 5. Fakey 5. Dave, do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
Do I? You mean the Toronto UFT professor who has problem with gender pronouns?
Yeah, that guy.
Coincidentally.
Oh, no.
No. We watched, me and my pal watched him on Bill Maher last night. He was the interview guest.
Wait, he was on last night or you watched him last night or both?
I think it was a new episode from last night. He's on the most recent Bill Maher.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, for those who maybe don't know.
Which will be almost all of you, if not all of you.
Jordan Peterson is a UFT professor who has, what you just said it already. He is known for creating controversy because he didn't want to use gender pronouns.
For transsexual, trans, whatever you want to end that word.
Transgender, transsexual.
Yeah.
People. And he's made a big hullabaloo out of it. And I guess he's become really popular over the past couple of years.
Right. There's people who love him and agree with him. And there's people who hate him and disagree with him.
So he's also an author of a couple of books. And one of those books that just came out this year was...
Hold on. Are you worried yet that I know so much about this man?
Yeah, I am concerned that you may already know the answer.
And I just watched a segment about him yesterday.
I know. I just hope you don't remember. That's all I can rely on. He recently wrote a book called 12 Rules for Life.
Okay.
Were you aware of this? I hope not.
Well, I am, because he didn't mention the book, but it's just showing the cover and saying it's a book.
Good. Because in it, there are 12 rules for life, and he explains the rules.
Okay, I'm going to read life, 11 of them.
I'm going to read 5 of them. One of them I made up.
Okay, go ahead.
These are the rules. What's his name?
Peter Jackson is his name.
Pete Jackson's 12 rules for life. Number one, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
That one is correct.
Number two.
Hold on. I know that one is real.
Why?
Because talking about children and parents and their relationship was like the bulk of the conversation. Huh. Okay, so this is a fakey 4 for me. Go
okay.
On.
So that was, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike
Which is
them.
Not fake.
Number two, make your bed every morning.
Okay, interesting.
Number three, stand up straight with your shoulders back.
Number four. You presented that weirdly, but it seems real.
Number four, do not bother children when they are skateboarding.
This is like a double.
I know.
You have two children. Wait, you don't have two kids. I mean.
Number five, pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. He wrote a book about these things, a chapter for each of these.
Oh, God. See, right away, I would normally say the last one is a fake.
Okay. Do you need me to read them again?
A cat lover. You are a cat lover.
I enjoy their company.
Oh, my God. If you weren't a cat lover, it would be over. Five would be, in my mind, the fakey. But you love your cats.
Here they are again. Two kids. For the audience at home.
And you mentioned skateboarding, knowing that I skateboard, and actually skateboarded here today.
Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Which is a funny thing to say. Make your bed every morning. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. Do not bother children when they are skateboarding. Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. He wrote a book about this.
Read number 2 and 3 again, please. Well, stand up straight was it number 2 or something?
Make your bed every morning. Stand up straight with your shoulders back.
Okay. I'm going to... I originally completely discounted number 1, but that's back on the table. Okay. I'm discounting...
So you only discount it because it involved children.
Well, now that there's 2 children, one of them may be fake. You could have just done what I did. You saw a child one.
I saw a
and
child.
And you made a children one.
And I'm like...
Okay. So now 2 and 3 are now are solid in my books. Okay? So we have... don't talk back to children. Remember the first one was? That we have
no,
the
it's not don't talk back. Don't let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
Okay. Then number... Say it again. Just say it again. I'm trying to...
Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Don't let them do things that would make you dislike them.
His point on the show yesterday was children are...
To be seen and not heard.
No, they can now just call child services and report the parents if they have any problem with the parent. And then the parents can't do anything about that. They're kind of at the mercy of the child.
That's not true at all.
Well... We're not giving judgments on what he says about anything. Okay. But read it one more time. Just say it one more time. Number one.
Oh, do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them.
What does that even mean? Do not let your children do anything. So, smoking. You would dislike your child if it smoked. It, if he or she smoked.
It's kind of a roundabout way.
Do not let your children smoke.
Don't do things that you don't want them to do. Is like what you're... Okay, whatever. Maybe I'm overanalyzing. What's obviously, that? I haven't read the book.
What was number 5?
Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street.
God. Oh, my God.
Funny thing is, these are so inane. They're so like...
I don't mind.
Why would you write a book about this?
Who cares? Listen, what was number 2? Whatever 2 and 3 are, like, make your bed. Yeah, that's... Why not? That's a sound advice. It's not a book worthy... But if it's giving good advice and just general well-being...
Brush your teeth. Eat healthy.
Is there a description of just these words and it's like a very short book?
Sorry? This is just... I looked up the list of 12 things. This is the list.
This is your toughest fakey five ever.
Because they're so benign.
No, because...
They're so vanilla.
2 children and the cat. Why 2 children? And the...
Well, you can ask Mr. Peterson yourself.
And
he lives in Toronto.
You mentioned say that again, skateboarding. Hold on, say it again.
Do not bother children when they are skateboarding.
Okay, let me just think about that. We're at 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I want to win. I'll be honest. I want to win Fakey 5. Do not bother children when they are skateboarding.
This is going to be our most popular episode ever.
You know what? That is real, too. So it's between 1 about... Don't let your children do things you don't want it to do or whatever. And number 5, always pet a cat when you see one.
I don't know. I don't follow your logic, but okay.
Does that mean you know I'm wrong in these final 2 choices? Wow. This is a big one. I'm going to say, because it is so stupid, but that may be why you hooked me, that the last one about cat petting is the fakey.
You, sir, are incorrect. It was make your bed every morning.
Oh, my God.
Because these rules are so dumb.
Totally fool. Like, I can't believe those 3, 1, 4, and 5, were actual rules. Well, no.
Like,
no.
His rule number 8 was tell the truth.
I'm 100% that rule. But number...
But these are so dumb.
1 and 5. You know what? 1 and 5.
Ugh. whatever.
No, okay. Here's my final thing on this. The last item is the stupidest. The one I've said was fake.
Kill the cat. What? Pet a cat?
Like, don't pet a cat. What do you mean? Why would I have... That's the dumbest...
No, obviously, no. But I'm sure the chapter is like, enjoy life around you.
That's so not...
take time to enjoy whatever
no,
things.
No, I disagree in. That cats are feral.
Okay, but it doesn't have to specifically be a cat. It could be like, smell a rose while you're walking.
No, it's enjoy... pet a cat. It is... If these are euphemisms and it went everything,
I'm assuming
over my
head. They're euphemisms.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I thought it was literal.
What you think? Do not bother children when they are skateboarding. That's a specific rule he wants for everyone in the world to do.
Han, do you mind if I call you Han? By the way,
have you been drinking?
Would you rather get $5, like just win $5?
Okay, $5,
like just free Canadian. And easy, tax free cash.
And loonies or five?
Or get $20 million, but if any...
That's going to be a huge but.
If any part of your body...
Excuse me?
...receives 5 minutes of sunlight within 1 hour, you will suffer 24 hours of painful agony and then death.
Well, considering it's 1 a.m., I think I'm pretty safe.
Yeah, to get home now, you are leaving a 20 millionaire. So I'll say that again. You get $20 million, but you get inflicted with some bizarre condition where if your skin...
For the rest of my life?
Yes.
Oh!
Which could be 5 minutes.
Forget it. No, I'll get the $5 because it's impossible. It would be prohibitively difficult life to not... be able to get into the sun.
I think it would be a major inconvenience. Like, you have $20 million. You don't have to work. You just could only go out at night. But it would be a major inconvenience, obviously.
Yes, you could accidentally get hit by sun in so many circumstances.
Well,
you can't go to the... You can't do a whole bunch of things that require you to go outside.
Yes. Okay, so that's fine.
It's nigh impossible.
And you get
$20 million is not nearly enough. You'd be spending all your money to avoid dying.
Just curious. It was a
getting to enjoy
if
life.
If it was $1 billion, still no?
$1 billion.
Yeah.
It would still be no because
okay,
it's like.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Remember, there's no winners and losers in Would You Rather. No, there is a winner because you got $5. You had no money before this game, and now you have $5. Congratulations, Han.
Would you rather have your consciousness transferred into a computer? So in theory, you're alive for as long as that program is running.
Okay.
But obviously, you don't have a physical flesh meat body.
What's the second option?
You're frozen, and you can wake up every decade.
For how long?
For a year. And then you're frozen again. But you will live, you know, whatever number of years you actually have left to you.
Oh, wait. That's not perpetual? Like, what?
It's perpetual. Like, so if you lived another 50 years, it'd be 50 decades or whatever.
But then you die.
And at some point, presumably, unless they invent, you know,
but
immortality.
The other way, you don't know your fate.
You don't know your fate, but assumingly, you can live forever and ever.
Okay, I would pick the first one. Thank you.
Interesting.
I read, by the way, that I don't know what it was like. Something that Google is working on, almost what you just described, where you can download the brain to a computer. And it said it could be done ready by 20. There's people at Google working on this, and by 2042, that's their predicted possible.
2042, that's very specific. How would they...
I guess it was like 25 years.
So we're talking about downloading or uploading your consciousness onto a computer. Would it be you or would it be a copy of you?
I didn't get that far in the reading, but I'm just hoping...
Is it in theory like so that you live forever or a program that represents you lives forever?
In my optimistic, ambitious mind, I'm living forever if I make it to 2042.
Like, I remember the theory they're talking about, like, you know, you can add maybe a computer to augment your physical brain. I think it was on Skeptic's Guide. And then over time...
To the universe.
more of your consciousness would be.
We're 54 on the minutes. Computer. Let's do this a short episode. Has gone to shit.
Let's do our top three.
Top three.
As you know, we are not. Are we nerds? We're nerds, and we got
our
grimy nerdy hands on a list of the new Star Wars Episode 9.
Let's just backtrack. You know Star Wars the movie and the whole series.
Knows the Star Wars films.
So the most recent one of the series itself was The Last Hope. What is it called?
Episode 8, The Single Hope.
No, Episode 8, The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi.
That was released December of last year.
2017.
And it's been known that the next movie, Episode 9, is coming out in December of 2019. Not thankfully. Somehow, don't ask questions, we got a hold of the list of the final list approved by George Lucas, Disney, and Han Solo. The final list of the name, the official name. You know how they always reveal the name in a big exciting news story?
Yeah, hasn't been decided yet.
We've seen the list. We don't know which one it's going to be.
But it's going to be one of these.
It's going to be one of these. I think 10 we saw, right? So yeah. We each picked our favorite three of the 10.
Yeah.
So there's a 60% chance that one of these names we're going to name today
will be the official next Star Wars number 9, episode 9.
So consider yourself an insider on this.
Yeah, this is Hot Scoop.
Hot Scoop.
So this one I thought was really interesting. They're calling it Star Wars Episode 9, Make Empire Great Again, which I thought was interesting because it's like kind of topical. They were trying to, you know, it's like The Empire Strikes Back, but it's like make it great again.
And it's possible, I guess.
Mega.
Unlikely, but possible that Donald Trump will still be president in 2019.
Yeah, very likely. Possibly.
What? Okay, this is interesting. I guess it's kind of a throwback to the first trilogy, right? Episodes 4, 5, and 6, mm-hmm. as they say. On this list is Star Wars, The Newest Hope.
Nice. Yeah. It's like fresh.
They're taking
the next level.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. It has a good ring to it.
I like this one too. Star Wars Episode 9, The Fan Meltdown, which I think kind of calls back to all the backlash they received. Star Wars Episode 8.
Dud. Speaking of which, this is a interesting, I guess, a new direction on titles for the series, I guess. It's simply called, it doesn't even say Star Wars in it.
Oh.
Or any number. It just says The Sisterhood of the Traveling Jedis.
Nice. They took it, I guess, zag instead of zigging.
No, but, you know, because there's like kind of the new main character, the new Jedi is a woman, and then they're making women powerful characters in the series. So they took it to the next level with the Sisterhood of the Traveling Jedis.
They do get around. One I thought was a bit crass. I'm sure they just threw it on there, but whatever. It's Star Wars, The Profit Margin.
What?
I don't understand it. Why would they?
I don't understand why I'm laughed at that, but I did somehow. Okay, so this is like, I guess, a major spoiler alert. I feel like, I hope it's not. Am I doing a disservice by even mentioning this possible title? I guess I'll just say it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Snoke Takes Manhattan. I can only assume that Snoke didn't die. And, hold on, it's part of it is set on Earth? I don't know.
Or presumes that there's a planet or possibly a galaxy or system called Manhattan.
Yeah, so it's, wow, that's kind of
a twist, because... But presumably Snoke is dead.
Do they want to even give that away?
I know. Right in the title.
To be honest, this seems unlikely as what will be the title.
It seems a bit wordy.
It's too much revealing.
Well, that was...
Episode 40. Oh, what? We should wrap this up.
Okay.
Hold on, no. Let's just... I've made a stupid, dangerous wager,
do the wager.
And it's going to take 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so my birthday was on March 23rd.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank my parents, really. If you can guess four of the Lotto Max numbers, I will give you $1 million.
Okay. What is Lotto Max?
Lotto Max is a lottery we have in Canada. The numbers range between zero.
Provincial or federal?
Federal. Numbers range between 1 and 49. Wait, 59. 75?
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. I just did it. Lotto Max. I think Lotto 649. Okay, well, I've ruined it. Because all the numbers in this draw was 49 or less. But I think it's more. It's like 59 or 79. Oh, anyways, just guess four and I'm giving you $1 million. I have my checkbook right here. Give me first number.
Six.
Wrong. The game's over. You didn't win. The numbers, just for completeness, was 7, 12, 15, 23, 35, 43, and 49. Bonus number of 19.
So I was off by one on one of the numbers.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Do you have a parting thought?
I do not.
Neither do I. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Oh, wait. Have fun. Don't drink and drive. Don't do pot and drive. Don't. Just don't drive. I can take the bus, you stupid idiots. Good night.